good to hear your voice this morning. Amen, amen, amen. Well, good morning, Master's Call family. So delighted and excited to hear each and every one of you join us this morning. We are tagging today Triumphant Tuesday and going to Psalm 112 where it says, and I'm going to start at verse 7, says, they do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. Those are verse 7 and 8. Oh, read that Psalms in its entirety. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us this triumphant day, O God, that you've given us the victory through Christ Jesus. We glorify you, Father, because we bow at your feet. And we say, Lord, we trust you. We are dependent on you. We are living and thriving through you. So we thank you, Father, for this call, the Master's call. We ask, Lord, that you saturate it with your glory, Father God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your Shekinah glory fill our temples this morning, O God. We thank you, Father, for the for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. We thank you, Lord, for placing them in perfect peace, Lord God. We thank you for keeping them in all their ways. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless artists' life, Lord God, like never before. Lord, we focus on you because with you all things are possible. We ask you, Father, that you continue to strengthen each and every individual on this call. And Lord, we ask a special blessing on the speaker this morning, O God. Let your word flow in such a manner, Father God, that we will be full to the rim, that we will know, Lord, that we have a destiny and a true purpose this day and the days to come, and it's to glorify you. Father God, we ask that you continue to manifest yourself, Lord, in all your ways, all around us, Lord God, and let others see you in us. We thank you, we glorify you, and we honor you with all that you're doing, all that you're speaking through us, and all that you prepare for us in the future, Lord God. We thank you. In the matchless name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. And amen. Well, TMC family, it's such an honor and a blessing to greet you this morning. Now I'm turning it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here. Prayer General, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Minister Tiffany, take it away. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, Prayer General, Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us here on the Master's Call on this triumphant Tuesday. Thank you so much for opening us up in that profound and powerful prayer this morning. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California. And I greet each one of you on this day of new beginnings. And I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our two dynamic co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Super Fantastic and Dr. Dimples, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, we welcome each and every single one of you, and we thank you for dialing in at this divine and appointed time to our telecommunications sanctuary, where your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." See, each and every day we gather here on the Master's Call, we begin this call in prayer, and we end this call in prayer. And so if there's something going on throughout your day when we're not on the call together, then I invite you to send us an email so that we can be in agreement with you. And you would send that email to info@themasterscall.net. Info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, who you just heard, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Also want to invite you to visit our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, which that website is an accessible to you 24/7. And so not only would I like for you to invite you to that website, but please share the Master's Call with a friend, okay, so that their life can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they begin their day as well. And each and every single Monday through Friday, we head over to the new Morning Motivational Call. And so I would like for you to join us immediately following this call. That number is 641-715-3865. The access code is 539598#. So again, 641-715-3865. And the access code 539598#. Now, the vehicle that brought most of us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life. And an appointment with Artist Life will change your life, but only if you let it. Phenomenal reshaping garments, phenomenal coffee with benefits, phenomenal skincare products, phenomenal reshaping garments that will drop you down 2 to 3 sizes in less than 10 minutes. And you're wondering, is she serious? Yes, I am. So if you want to know more, please get back with the person that invited you to this call and allow them to share how Artist Life can change your life. So now, let us hear what thus says the Lord. And I'm super duper excited to bring on a dynamic, powerful, anointed, and appointed woman of God. She is a co-founder here on the Master's Call. We call her Dr. Super Fantastic and Dr. Dimples. She is none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts, all the way out there in Mississippi. I'm going to tell you, this woman is profound, powerful, walks in the anointing and the power of God, a strong warrior on the front line, and a kingdom builder on fire to build the kingdom of God no matter what. No matter what the obstacles have been in her life, she continues to press forward. She currently is the owner and founder of the Joy Retreat. And so we know that joy flows through her. We know that joy flows around her, and we know that she will bring joy here on this line this morning. So I would like to bring to the line a precious, efficient, kind, outstanding, loving, and anointed woman of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you out there this morning? Dr. P.K.? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Thank you. Good morning. I am so excited to be with you on this triumphant Tuesday, giving God the glory, thanking him so very much for our own prayer general and my Mississippi friend, Minister Brenda Durrell. Thank you for opening us up this morning. Thank you for all that you do for us here. I love and appreciate you. To my TMC family and to you powerful, powerful prayer warriors, I thank God for you. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, as I was praying this morning and preparing, the Lord said to remind you that your faithfulness is not in vain, and he surely shall reward you. He said that there is a big difference, a huge is the word that he used, a huge difference in waking up at 0400 and 0700. I get up at 6:45, 6:50 at best and get on this call, but you get up at 0345 sometimes to get up and be prepared to get on this call. God said, know that he sees you, and he will reward you. Your reward is great, says the Lord. I do want to thank God for our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is indeed the pastor of this ship, and she has that we call the Telecommunication Sanctuary, and she has steered it well over these past 5 years, and I thank God for her. I want to give a special thanks this morning. I just feel like being who I am, and I am a person of gratitude. I want to really thank you, Prayer Warriors, for what you do and how you stand on the front line and understand that the battle that we are in is one whereby you must press to stay in service and wear the uniform and get up and salute and say yes to the Lord God Almighty each and every day. I thank God for you today. I know that you have not heard from me. I can hear and I see you, First Lady Tate. I thank God for you, Gloria Tate. I thank God for your consistency and persistency with this business. God is a God who knows how to connect his people, and I thank God that he has connected us. He brought us together with the artist business, but he's kept us connected through this call, and he is the glue that really rocks us and keeps us together. And as I have been off this call for the past few months, meaning that I have not spoken on the call, preached, speak, whatever you want to call it, because I was diagnosed with a deadly disease, a very rare disease called Mycobacteria Kansasi. And I was given at that time 6 months to live. I was diagnosed April the 8th of this year. But I want you to know that God, my message that I'm giving this morning is a message that will let you know that God is a God that once he touches you, you know that you've been touched by him. So with that being said, I'm going to go right into our scripture today. And our scripture today comes from Luke, the 13th chapter. I know I heard somebody say it, and it's okay. I love good Bible readers and those who study the word and know exactly where to go. Luke, the 13th chapter, and it is at the 10th verse that we will begin reading this morning. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, which means look and see, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and in no wise could lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. Come here, he says. Woman, thou art loose from this infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. My subject for today is no more excuses. A few Sundays ago, my pastor, Pastor Bishop Deshaun Tola, preached from this subject, and he stirred something up on the inside of me. And so for the next few moments, I want you to just pause and think about the number of excuses you have allowed yourself to have down through the years as you have worked Artist International, which is now Artist Life. Whatever business that you are associated with, whatever ministry God has called you to, whatever it is that you feel that you have been assigned to do, and have not successfully accomplished the goals, the dreams, the aspirations, I want you to ask yourself the question, what excuses have I made? Hmm. Well, for this lady, her excuse was that she was handicapped. So I guess I could ask the question another way. What handicaps you? I contend that it's not a specific thing that causes us to be handicapped, but I would like for us to first look at our attitudes, because attitude affects the way we live our lives. A good attitude will bring success. Success for me means super fantastic living. My goal in life and my dream in life is to live a life full of joy, which equates to a super fantastic lifestyle. A poor attitude will bring destruction, sickness, and poverty. An attitude results from one's perspective. I'm sure you know that we all have a perspective, and our perspective differs on many issues. Perspective comes from the way we really look at life. The way we look at life is often determined by our history. As I look at the news, and I am following this primary election, I ask myself often, how does one come to that perspective? How does one really get to that point of understanding and seeing life out of those lenses? And I'm sure that they would look at me and ask, how did I get to my place of thinking life should be the way it is? The events of the past, I want you to know, can cause us to have an outlook or a perspective on life that is less than God's perspective. That's a place to stump your feet. That's a place to write a note. That is a place for us all to take a note and understand that just because we have a good perspective on an idea doesn't necessarily mean that it is God's perspective. You see, the little girl who was abused by her father learned to defend herself by not trusting men. I've learned down through the years of my ministry in the military that little boys who were abused by their mother likewise learned to defend themselves through emotional withdrawal and distrust of women. You see, this attitude of defensiveness often stretches into adulthood. You see, we develop patterns that appears to serve us well that continues throughout life. And those patterns, unfortunately, often leads us into doing things of our own perspective as opposed to God's perspective. I come today to let you know that those perspectives also leads us into a path that is cluttered with excuses as to why we do the things that we do. In our story today, the infirm woman had developed a habit of carrying a heavy load. She had developed a pattern. I want to ask you this morning, my dear sisters and brothers, what load are you carrying? What loads are you carrying today? Not only was this woman carrying this load, she had been carrying it for 18 years. So I ask you the question, how long have you been carrying the load that you have? Oh, but when she was touched by Jesus, when Jesus came and touched her, she was set free of her heavy load. Her load was lifted. She was unleashed. She got an understanding that she didn't have to walk bend over anymore. It is God's intent that we be set free from the loads that we carry. Some loads that we have carried, I want you to understand, are problems and challenges that have somehow become our security blanket. There's another stump, stump, stump. Is your security blanket really that of God? Is it something that you have developed to carry because it is a load and you have camouflaged it well? As we look at our word today, Jesus took away this woman's 18-year security blanket. And when he took it away, he took away her handicap as well. No more disability checks. No more handicap tags on the vehicle. No more special needs programs. He told the problem that she had to be gone, and with it, no more excuses. One of the greatest deliverance I want you to understand today that comes from this story is that she was delivered in her attitude. Oh, yes. Once our attitudes are delivered, we can be free. Let me go back to my testimony. When I was told that I had 6 months to live and that if I did not take the treatment, glory to God, that I would definitely join David. That was a time when that would have been good news, but it wasn't this time. When the Lord said to me and spoke to me a long time ago, he and I got a clear understanding that he and only he gives life. And it is his responsibility to bring it home when he decides, not somebody else. And so with that understanding and that little shred of hope that I had, and I took that to this call, and my sisters and brothers began to pray for me, built my faith again, helped me to understand that I still am connected to a God who takes away our heavy loads. We don't need to carry these heavy loads. We don't need to give excuses for heavy loads. And so I sit here today, I was reminded that we serve a healer. I was reminded that I am healed. And so I began to pray the prayer, I thank you, Lord, that I'm healed from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I thank you and I praise you, God, that every cell in this body is being reproduced healthy. I thank you that every organ is functioning as it shall function. I got something that I call holy boldness on the inside, and I began to decree and declare that I shall live and not die. Once God delivers us, we must stand up and we must begin to praise him. And so the final scripture here, not only did God say, I am healed, as he said to the woman, thou art loosed, once he laid hands on her, immediately her attitude changed. She was made straight, and what did she do? She glorified God. I believe that she went about praising and magnifying God. I don't believe that she sat on the side and said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is so kind of you to do this for me today. I believe that sister girl did like I've done and I've been doing. And I go into the church and I stand and I praise God. I run around. I do my circles. I said, this thing has turned around here. Oh, God, I thank you for it. I'm bringing it to a close. I know my time is out. I want you to understand that once God brings you to something, he wants you to know that he is your defense. You don't have to defend what he has brought you to. Depression and defensiveness will make you vulnerable to the devil. Stop fighting a fight that doesn't belong to you and start praising God and magnifying him for what he has done for you, doing for you, and want to continue to do for you. When this woman began to bless the Lord, she built walls around her own deliverance. I want you to build walls around your deliverance so that excuses cannot penetrate them. Once her attitude was delivered, once she was set free, once her load was lifted and she could stand straight, and she began to leap and praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I believe that others looked up on her and wanted to know what in the world is going on. Well, at least I know that's what happened to me. Folks now are looking into me, asking the question, what in the world is going on? I had a woman come by last night, and I'm closing for real. And I did something, Gloria Tate, I hadn't done in ooh-hoo. I put that woman in a body magic and in a bra, and she come out of there screaming and hollering like, oh, my goodness, and it took me back to the good old days. But then I set her down on this beamer because she was hurting it in another way. And good God, when she got up, she said, I am totally different. I am made over. I am set free. Out of that experience came this message, because the one that I was going to preach, hey, the Lord changed it this morning. And so I say to you, God wants us to say no more excuses, because I've been touched by the Master and he has made me brand new. Come on, Sister Tiffany, take us out of here today. I thank God for his word. No more excuses. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
Praise God, to God be the glory. What a powerful and profound message, Dr. PK. No more excuses. I'm going to be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And as we go out this day, God, we go out with no excuses. And we decree this and we declare this in the matchless name of Jesus, and our day will be triumphant in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this phenomenal message, please dial 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 712-432-1085-957-677-pound. I need memory charge this morning. And we will be heading over to the new morning motivational call. That number is 641-715-3865 and the PIN code 539598-pound. Don't forget to visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. Any prayer requests or praise reports or testimonies or questions, please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell, for seating us and greeting us, opening us up in prayer, and tagging this day as Triumphant Tuesday. Dr. P.K. Roberts, thank you so much for that on-time word on no excuses. And to each and every single one of you who have dialed in this morning to the Master's Call, thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember, this is a month of new beginnings, so there are some new things that are out there waiting for you. But never, never, never have any excuses, no matter what. Don't give up. Be great. Make your day great and make every step count. Back over to you, Dr. PK, for the benediction for the day.
Well, bless you, bless you, bless you. I want to also say to all of you, thank you for your birthday wishes for my month in July, month of July. I had a wonderful, wonderful birthday month. And as I enter into August, on tomorrow, I will be flying out to Switzerland. I ask that you pray for me as God is taking me through the final stages of my healing journey. I thank God. I'm excited down to my toenails this morning. And as we leave, I would just like to leave you with this little thought. Gratitude and defense praise are contagious. Don't fight a battle and argue over a battle that is not yours. This battle belongs to the Lord. Oh, my God, as we leave today, we leave not giving excuses or trying to make people to understand our way. We want everybody to know that you are the way, the truth, and the light. We want people to know without a shadow of a doubt that once you lift the heavy load, super fantastic living is for them, and that joy is our strength. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic lifestyle, my friend. Bye-bye.